The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Christ. The Badgers are 3-2 in conference play and 6-2 overall. Wisconsin visits Northwestern on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. It's, proud of what our team has done to this point, and yet I think have a huge challenge this weekend going down playing really good Northwestern team, well-coached and talented players, and so looking forward for us this week to have a good week of preparation and give ourselves the best chance come Saturday.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Brian Bennett, ESPN.com.
Hey, Paul. Sorry to take you back to a previous game, but I'm doing something on Michigan's pass defense, being number 1 in the country. And just wondering if you remembered how difficult it was to pass on them and what it was that they do really well in that area.
Well, I think, I just heard the part of Jim's, and I don't think he was lying to you, and I could say the same. I think they've got really good players and a well-coached, good scheme. And I think it starts with, they're good defense. And so, you're in more third and longs than you'd like to be. And I think they've got good pressure up front, and the guys in coverage are really good, and so I think it's they're playing at a high level.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Your next question is from Matt Baker, Tampa Bay Times.
Hey, Paul, glancing at your roster, you've got, I think it's 10 kids from the state of Florida. How important is that for you all in recruiting now and then kind of in the future for you all as well?
Well, I think it's always important in recruiting to find the guys that fit Wisconsin, and certainly, we have some now that are big contributors, and I think we're probably not a lot different than many schools. We've got to recruit the ones in state and get them, but Wisconsin, there aren't that many kids, so you're going to go supplement, and Florida's been one of those areas, and really have enjoyed and appreciate the kids that have come up, and we've got some really key contributors, and we've got some other younger ones that we're excited about. So I think it will always be important, and we need to continue to bring in all the guys that are the best fits for Wisconsin, and certainly Florida is an area that we'll continue to try to do the best we can recruiting.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Oh, thank you very much. Hi, Coach. Well, how you doing? I was wondering if you look back on last week, the Nate Jerry kid, number 25 for Nebraska, their safety. Mm-hmm. As you look back on the video and before that game, just what was your impression of him and the way he plays?
Oh, he's got a lot of respect for him as a player, and he came up with some big plays against us, and that just confirms what we thought going in, but he's a very good player.
And what does he do? I mean, what is it that sets him apart a little bit from your vantage point?
I think he plays his position well. I mean, he when it's pass coverage, he's where he should be, and he's opportunistic. When the ball comes his way, and in the run game, he'll fill and tackle well, and looks to me to be a heady football player that's obviously got talent. But, he's playing with confidence and playing at a high level.
And the other thing, will you be paying attention tonight to the college football playoff rankings? I mean, right now things look one way. 4 weeks from now they could look totally different. But what kind of interest do you have into seeing where maybe you guys stack up at this moment?
Well, I think what you said the last part was, 4 weeks. I think at the end of 4 weeks you can look up and see where you're at. And what I really want our kids to do is enjoy the journey they call a season. And I think the best way to do that is being in the moment. And really the biggest concern is today that we have a great Tuesday. And then tomorrow, build on that and try to improve from that and get yourself ready to maximize the opportunity we get Saturday, which is playing against a really good Northwestern team. And I appreciate a ton what the players and coaches, you know, have done to this point, but it's all about maximizing the week. And at the end of the season, I think you earn the right to play another game, and we've done that, and you earn the right to make that better with what you do during the weeks. And so won't spend a lot of time, you know, and it's we've got a lot to do, and really what all matters is maximizing this day and this week to play the best we can Saturday.
Hey, thanks, man.
Your next question is from Lee Brocknick, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Paul, after digging through the film from Saturday night, how would you rate the way your quarterbacks played?
I thought they did some things that helped us win and did some things that made it you know, good coaching points for, I think, for us to be the best we can, Lee. We've got to improve in those areas, you know. And I'm not talking just about the two interceptions, which
sure.
I think you got to have an understanding of situational and slash game awareness, you know, where we're at in the game. And yet both, I thought, did some really good things that gave us a chance to win. And it's every game has those, you know, those areas where you can improve, and you hope to start stacking those together to where it's consistent. And some are the same, which we got to correct, and some are new things that come up that,
right.
that you got to get better. So I thought both did some really good things, and both had some areas where, you know, for us to be the best we can be and for them to be the best quarterback, we've got to either eliminate or correct going forward.
Okay. Thanks, Paul.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.